So good morning to everyone once again. On this beautiful day here in Efrat, I wanted to go ahead and attack the Jewish people. Because I saw you're all having a nice day, you're all smiling, so I thought, well, let's make a little trouble. And here's the trouble I have. We violate Jewish law, right, left, and center, in various places in our Jewish life. In other words, there is a question asked, how come on Motzei Yom Kippur, after the entire day we said, God forgive us, we're so sorry, we say, V'hurachum, Mr. Weisenhoes. How do you say, V'hurachum yechaper avon, God, you're so merciful, you're going to eradicate our sins? We just said that all day. Why do we say it right after Ne'ilah? Well, there's various answers given. I am going to deal with one of the answers. Because in Ne'ilah, right, left, and center, we violated Jewish law. Not so much because we're davening Ne'ilah, that's a halacha, but what we say in Ne'ilah. You see, during Ne'ilah, we say slichot. And in between the slichot, we say what? What is usually said between the slichot? What's the commercial break? Which is actually the more important part Kel that should Malay. Be the show. What?
Kel
Mele. You're close. Go, try again. Kel what?
Kel
Melech. Kel Melech. What do we call that in Jewish? What do we call that in Jewish? We call it Kel Melech? There's a word. The 13 attributes of mercy, known in Chinese as the Yud Gimel Midot of Rachamim. Have you heard of it? Okay, let's go over it together. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun. Continue. Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'yemet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosei Avon, V'fesha, V'chata'a, V'nakeh. Anything else? That's it. 13. We got it. You all violated Jewish law. Thank you very much. You want to know why you say V'hu Rachum, V'chaper Avon, V'lo Yashchit Efter Ne'ilah? Because you're all a bunch of sinners. Throughout Ne'ilah, you violated Jewish law. You violated Jewish law! Imagine, on Yom Kippur, you violate Jewish law, and not only do you violate it, it's in the machzer, it's a violate! I'll tell you what I mean. Let's look at the first source.
We're all clean.
What? How are we clean? We just violated Jewish law.
No, we're just all clean now.
Oh, let's see how clean we are. Let's see. Did we do our laundry or didn't we? Everybody ready? Okay, you better be sitting down because this is going to hurt you. So whoever cannot take it has a weak heart. Please, leave the room. I will wait 5 seconds. I won't be offended, God forbid. But this is going to be a problem for most of you. For those that just came in, we are just talking about how we violate Jewish law at Ne'ilah. I hope you don't mind. Please take a source sheet, sit down. I hope everybody's on volume. Not volume, how do you say it properly? Volume, because here we go. The Gemara in Megillah has the following question. Everybody ready? Okay, because this one is really going to... It's not going to be easy on you. By mine Ula Rab, Barav Miraba, in the base Medrash, Ula, the son of Rav, asked Rav. Parshat Rosh Chodesh, Ketzat Korinota. On Rosh Chodesh, which will be this coming Sunday? Anyone? Monday?
I think it's Monday.
Monday? No, like, too bad if it was Sunday, I'd know the Hebrew date. It'll be perfect. Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Okay, Monday. One day off.
Monday.
I'll try to... I'm terrible at math. I'll have to remember that. You sure it's Monday? Okay. No, don't worry about it. So let's assume it's Monday. The good news is, gentlemen, that if it's on Monday, as Harold just said, then we don't have to read the Torah Sunday and Monday. We'll just get Monday. We'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll read the Torah, as was the Takana, to read it on Monday, and we'll read Parshat Rosh Chodesh. And we'll skip V'hu Rachum, in place of which we'll put Hallel, only a half Hallel, not terrible. We'll have to daven Musaf. So davening will be a touch more than a Monday, but not bad. If it's Sunday, it's a real investment of time. So let's hope Harold's correct. The Gemara here, in which Ula asks, the son of Rav, asks Rav a question, is not about the length of davening. What is it about? How do you read the laning of Rosh Chodesh? Because we have a rule. You can look in the small letters, and here's the problem. You're usually supposed to read 3 psukim per aliyah, minimum, and you're supposed to leave 3 psukim before the paragraph ends, minimum. When you look at Parshat Rosh Chodesh, the mathematics don't work out. Don't work out! Either you're going to read 3 psukim and you'll have 2 left, or you're going to read 2 psukim, which is not good, you'll have 3 or 4 left. It's a problem. So the Gemara gives various different ways to deal with it. And here are the two points of view.
Wow. Monday.
Monday! Harold was correct. Monday, gentlemen. Too bad. It mathematically would have been great. Sunday. Aleph Shvat, first day of the week. Bet Shvat, Monday. Okay, we're off
again. Yeah.
But this problem's even bigger. Now I'll see why. Rav Amar Doleg. Okay, the Parsha doesn't work out. We can't split it up. Three Aliyahs, three Psukim. Doleg! Explains Rashi, what's doleg? In modern Hebrew, doleg means to jump rope, skip. Says Rashi, everybody knows who Rashi is? Rashi says, Harishon koresh losha psukim. So you start out, Vayedaber Hashem losha nimor, Tzavet b'nei Yisrael, blah, blah, blah. Two psukim. Va'amar ta'alem, zeh ha'ishe, blah, 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 kemsi b'nei shana, timim shtayim layam, olah tamid. That's three psukim. Everyone with me? Good, three psukim. The Hasheni, Aliyah number two. Harold's a Kohen, he gets Aliyah number one. Bruce is a Kohen, Aliyah number one. He read three psukim. Anyone a Levi? Levi in the house? Ayamot Kohen bimkom Levi. Harold, you're up again. The Hasheni matchil bepasuk shesiyam bo arishon. Anyone know what that means? You go over the pasuk again. Is that what we do?
It depends on where you're down.
Let's take a vote. Is that what we do? That's what we do. Most of us do.
Yeah, not everybody.
That's good. And then you have no problem because once you've repeated the same pasuk twice, you're okay. Three psukim, three psukim. That's Rav's way to deal with it. When the mathematics don't work out, repeat a pasuk. Shmuel Omer, but Shmuel answered this question of Ula, the son of Rav, differently. He doesn't say doleg, which we said skip. Here it means the opposite. Repeat. He says, posek. What's posek? In modern Hebrew, it posek means the guy who paskin shilas. In the Gemara, it's not. You know, like just like in modern Hebrew, the chassidim are the people with the strimals. In the Gemara, the chassidim rishonim didn't have strimals. So what does posek mean? So Bruce, I have an idea. Instead of guessing, look at Rashi. Look at the source sheet. Watch this. Says Rashi. Mr. Wise is already looking at Rashi because he knows. Rashi has the answers. Why do you have to guess? But everyone should learn from our elders in this room. Mr. Wise, at Baruch Hashem, 91 first birthday last week. We all celebrated. If you see him doing something, emulate it. It's probably a good piece of advice. Says Mr. Wise, look at Rashi. Mafsi kapasuk l'shnayim. What does Rashi say? Hey, you don't got three psukim? I got an idea. Let's make three psukim. It's like this. I have one piece of paper. I need to give out two. So what am I going to do? I can either go to the store and buy another piece of paper. Then I have to get into my car and put on the immobilizer and go there and pay and come back. It takes too much time. I'll tell you what I'll do. Can I have the blank piece of paper, please, over there? Can I have it? Thank you very much. I'm going to demonstrate because I know everyone here is tired. Here, I need to make this into two. What is the idea? I can either take another piece of paper or... Here you go. Two pieces of paper. Says Shmuel. That's what you do. Rishon koresh ne psukim v'chetzi. V'levi mashlim chetzi oto pasuk. Here's how you're going to do it. I'll just demonstrate, Harold. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe l'imor. First pasuk. Second pasuk. Tzavet b'nei Yisrael till the end of the pasuk. Third pasuk. V'amar ta'alem zeh ha'ishe asher takrivu la'Hashem. Finished. Levi comes up. Kevasim b'nei shana terimim. Yeah.
Isn't there a problem?
Isn't there a problem? Did I hear the word problem? Is there a problem to rip a piece of paper into two?
Splitting up a pasuk.
Well, splitting up a pasuk. 1 second. Everyone understand the two points of view? One says repeat the same pasuk. That's our minhag. The other one says just split the pasuk into two. You don't have enough psukim? Make psukim. You don't have enough pieces of paper? Here. You want five pieces of paper? I'll rip it up five times. That's all. Rav and Shmuel, Doleg, Posek, says the Gemara, as Harold already jumped and said, Rav Amar Doleg, Maitam Alo Amar Posek. How come Rav said to repeat the same Pasuk? How come he didn't split the Pasuk into two? Kasavar, because Rav's opinion is, remember these words, Ko Psuke de lo paski Moshe Anan lo paskinan. Any Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make into a Pasuk, you cannot make into a Pasuk. Namely, if Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard from God, word for word, letter for letter, the Torah, split the pasuk in a certain way, you can't change it. You can change chapters. You could say it's chapter 1 or chapter 2. You can change its pasuk 1 or pasuk 2, but the pasuk stays the same. If it says Vayedaber Hashem em Moshe Lemor, that's a pasuk. You cannot change it. Therefore, Rav says, I can't split into two. The only thing I can do is use the same piece of paper twice. Repeat the same pasuk. Everybody remember those words. Now what's going to happen in the Gemara even without looking?
Shmuel.
Very good. Shmuel amar paskinan le. But Shmuel says, you can split the pasuk. V'hai amar Rav Chanina kara tzar gadol yal yetzer Rav Chanina agadol. V'lo yitilu lifsok elu latinokot shabet rabban. Ho'il u'lehitlamed asoyin. Hata tam amai. Says Rav Chanina de kara, I wanted to teach the little children chumash. And I wanted to teach them chumash. Now, when you're teaching little children, they don't have a head to listen to a long conversation. You got to say, Vayedaber Hashem. Hashem said, El Moshe, to Moshe. Everybody understand? Lay more, saying, Tzavet B'nei Yisrael, command the Jewish people. Question, who are the Jewish people? The Jewish people are those people that are born to a Jewish mother. Okay, got it. Why are they called B'nei Yisrael and not Jews? That's a long story. We'll deal with it in a different class. Let's continue now. What did he just do? He broke up a pasuk. And says the Gemara, I had a big tsar because I heard this teacher teaching little children, Tinokot Shel Beit Rabban, he's splitting up psukim. Why? Because they're learning. When you're learning, you can split up psukim. But here, you're actually laning. Hata tamamai. Here, what's the reason? Because you have no choice. Says Shmuel, I don't want to split up Sukkim with Moshe Rabbeinu, but I have no choice. I got to make four aliyahs, and the mathematics don't work out. I have no choice. What's called the lo efshar. Hachanami, the lo efshar. No way, you can't do it. So of course the Gemara asks, how come Shmuel says to split up the pasuk and not do what Rav says, and it gives an answer. From our perspective, what is the Gemara's conclusion? What's the Gemara's conclusion? Can you split up Sukkim or not? Absolutely not. The only time you can is if you're teaching in a class like we're doing now, or when you have no choice. Rav gave a choice to repeat the same pasuk twice. Then you don't split up Sukkim. Now, this may be one Gemara out of the whole Shas. How many Mesechtas do we have in Shas? Think about it. How many? 66? 60? 60, okay. 60 like half a Knesset. 60, maybe, you know, this is one Gemara in Maseches Megillah, but Rabbi, you know, if it's not repeated, maybe it's not the halacha. So, what do you do today? You don't have to be a genius. You go into the computer and you wrote, Kol pesuke delo paskinan Moshe anan lano paskinan. Any pasuk that Moshe didn't make into a pasuk, you can't. You see if it appears again. It does. And guess what? It agrees. Look at that. Two Masechtas agree with each other. Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Ben Amud Bet. Bikshvu Likvoa Parshat Balak B'Kriyat Shema. The rabbis wanted to make davening longer for all of us because davening during the week is not long enough. So they wanted to put, every day we should say the three parshas of Kriyat Shema plus Parshat Balak. Balak is a beautiful parsha. Everything coming out of Bilam's mouth is such brachos of Am Yisrael. I know he wanted the curse, but that's... Don't mix me up with the facts. The bottom line is, he said brachas. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Yisrael. What can be more beautiful than that? They wanted to put it in every day. And how come they didn't put it in? How come they didn't make davening longer for all of us? What does the Gemara say? What? Mr. Weiser? Mishum torach tzibor. Anyone want to explain Mr. Weiser's words, quoting from the Gemara? What's torach tzibor? Let me ask you a question. You know that guy in class that when the teacher didn't give homework to... Excuse me, Mr. X, you didn't give us homework. What do you want to do with this guy? You want to kill him afterwards, right? Okay, how about davening on Shabbat? Let's take a vote. Is davening long enough during the week or should we make it longer? Take a vote around the table. Don't raise your hands, I know the answer. It's fine. So the Gemara says the rabbis were sensitive to our time. They know we have to go make a living. We need to get a cup of coffee. We need to come to the kollel and hear Rabbi Grunstein go ahead and let off steam. We have a lot of things to do in life, so we can't be in shul all day. So because they had Rachmanis on us, Torah HaTzibur, which we'll deal with some other time what that means, they didn't want to do it. My time, why? Why they want to put Parshat Balak in? Is it because of this pasuk? Because of that pasuk? Whatever it is. But finally they said, you know which pasuk we wanted to put in? We wanted to put in pasuk X. So the Gemara says, Vilema hai psukah v'tulo. So just say that pasuk. Let's say we like Bilam's words, Matovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Yisrael. Six words, one pasuk. So just put in that pasuk. How come you have to put in the whole Gan's Parshat Balak? Hence the Gemara. Kmire, kol parsha de lo paskina Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan. De lo paska Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinan. Not only is it true with regard to a pasuk, if there's a paragraph, you can't break it up. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this year. Gentlemen, do you know why you say V'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchit, God forgive our sins after Ne'ilah now?
Because
we divide psukim. Which pasuk? The Yud Gimel Midot Rach. God forgive us with your 13 attributes of mercy. I can see God saying, but you're violating Jewish law right now. It's like with the ham sandwich in your hand. God, please forgive me. What are you, dumb? What do? We say, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum, V'chanum, ba, 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 V'chata, V'nakeh. Middle of the pasuk. We just learned, you can't break up psukim. Magen Avraham, Orechayim, Simon Nun Aleph, Seif Tet, V'tamati. I got a problem. Shenahagu b'yom ha'mila sha'omer ha'mohel v'charot, u'mechalek sata psukim. During a bris, a mohel comes along, and there was an ancient minog that in Psukei Dezimra, when he gets to the words, v'charot imo haberit, he says it. You heard of this minog? Have you seen it with mohalim? You haven't? Okay. I'll tell you how you're going to remember this minhag. Everyone here heard of Rav Pesach Kron?
Yeah,
okay. When I published my book, Daven Your Age, I met Rav Pesach Kron. I told him I just published a book on davening. I'm probably going to talk about davening in the next few years. I'd love to hear some stories about davening. You're a story man. Can you give me a story? So give me the following story. I'm a mohel. Rav Pesach Kron's a mohel. So I'm a makbid on this minhag. I switch the chazan at Vacharoti Moabarit, and I say those words, pasuk, pasuk. So he says, Vachoti Moabit, then everyone repeats, etc., etc. Because it says the word bris, moel, everyone got it? Good. He gets up to switch the chazan. The chazan is chazaning, and as he's chazaning, he's texting. Everyone got that? The chazan is saying, and as he's doing it, he's playing with his phone. Now, can I ask you all a question? That chazan, he's fulfilling the obligation for us. Where's his head? In the sitter or in the phone? Now you remember the minhag, right? Okay, so there's a minhag like this. So says the Magen Avraham, I got a problem. Mechalek, sata psukim. If you look in the Tanakh, the pasuk starts. Umatzata levavo ne'eman lefanecha, kama, vacharoti mo'abrit. So we split up the pasuk. How did the chazan do it? Who's chazan today? Anyone? Who got the shul on time? Let's go second. Anyone? No one. Okay, you did. No, you remember what happened? Then everyone chimes in. You just split up a pasuk. Why did you split up the pasuk? So says the Magen Avraham, how does the mohel take over for the chazan? He is splitting up the pasuk by default. Let's think about it. The chazan standing at the shtender, he has to get off the shtender. The mohel comes in his place. That takes a few seconds. At least, koch kedei dibor plus. Finished. Kol psuke de lo paskinan Moshe, Paul write the lo paskinan. How do we do it? And he quotes the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim. Tama, achi Rav Chizkia, my brother Rav Yechizka, says the Rokeach has a problem. Shecholkim parshat yehalelu et shem k'shemachtisim ha-sefer Torah. Everybody not familiar? Okay, this is even if you don't come on time. Let's take Shabbos. You put back the Sefer Torah. How does the chazan take the Sefer Torah from the guy who's holding it? You know that poor guy that does Hagbah and has to sit there the whole time? Right? You know that poor guy? Especially when you have a Haftorah that's long. He just sits there and he's saying, when is this over? And then they do Yukam Porka and he's sitting there. And then if you have a chazan with a voice, he's sitting there even longer. Then you do the prayer for the welfare of the state, the prayer for the soldiers of Israel, the prayer for this, the prayer for that. And if you're living in Chutz Laretz and times two, the prayer for the state and the prayer for the state of Israel. The prayer for the armed forces, the prayer for Tzahal. All right? It takes a while. Then Abarachamim, if we say it. Oh gosh, he's already dying. Ashrei, when he says Ashrei, oh, here is the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm about to get up and take the Sefer Torah away from me. How does the chazan take the Sefer Torah from the poor Hagba man? Yahalelu Echem Hashem Kinizgav Shmo Levado. What does everyone chime in? Says Rav Yechizkiah, the son, the brother of the Rokeach, you just split a pasuk. The pasuk is, we all say it in Psukei Dezimra. It's one of the parts of Psukei Dezimra you should say every day, even if you skip Psukei Dezimra, because you may have come late to shul. I know no one here does that, but if you did, this is important. Yahalelu Echem Hashem Kinizgav Shmo Levado. Hodu Al Eretz Hashamayim. That's the end of the pasuk. Then the next pasuk starts Vayarim Keren LaAmo. What do we do in davening? We split it up. The Chazan says half, and we say the other half. The Chen pasuk VeKarazel Zeve Amar. All right, this is already for people that come very late to davening. VeKarazel Zeve Amar. Anyone know where that's from? It's from Kedusha. We also say it where? Uvalitzion. VeKarazel Zeve Amar. Kadosh 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 is one pasuk. What do we do? The Chazan says, "Vekara zel zeve amar." Pause. Everyone says, "Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh." We're splitting up psukim, right, left, and center. Now let's get to the best part of it all. Friday night. This is even if you don't go to shul at all. You just say kiddush. How do you start kiddush Friday night? Let's do a little poll around the table here. Let's see. How do we start kiddush? Huh? Vayera vayvayker yom hashishi. Mr. Weiser said you say it quietly. But you say, Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. Can anyone tell me how the pasuk starts? You know, the regular pasuk. It's the beginning of the second chapter of the book of Genesis. I just said Genesis because just in case if people don't know what Bereshit is, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm trying to show off my English. Anyone know how the pasuk starts? Hey, Allah. Vayar Lokim et kol asher asa vihinei tov meod Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. Thus is the pasuk. How do we start? Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. I'd be quoting a whole pasuk or not. So if you look on the right side, Rav Avram Gaon says, Omer Vayechulu kol ha-parasha. The Rav Avram Gaon says, this says Vayechulu. The Rokeach says, you say Vayechulu. The Ramah, our holy Ramah, upon which so many Ashkenazic customs are based, says in Hilchos Shabbos, V'no'agim, first of all, Lishef, af b'shash Omer Vayechulu. The Ramah's custom is to sit during Kiddush. That's a shir unto itself. Do you stand, do you sit, do you stand and sit? Three points of view. And he goes on to say, Rak shematchilim, because I sit, Mr. Ramah, when I start my Kiddush, Omdim Ktzat L'Chvod Hashem. You stand up for God a little bit. What does that mean, a little bit? So I was assuming it meant like this. Everyone sits down, and the guy who's saying Kiddush stands up a little bit, you know, and then sits down. Why? Ki matchilim yom hashishu vayechulu hashamayim. Mr. Weiser is correct. You start yom hashishu vayechulu hashamayim. V'nirmaz Hashem b'rashei tevos. And you're saying Yud K Vav K in the Rosh Tevos, just in case you didn't figure it out. If you look on the source sheet, you could see very simply Yud Yom Hashish Yom Hashishi Hey Vayechulu Vav Hashemayim Hey. Now we got Yud K Vav K. That's why we say we're saying God's name. We stand up a little bit. The Ramah has no issue though with what we just talked about. We're splitting up a pasuk. We're just saying the end, not the beginning. The Levush also says it. The Levush, as I told you, is a very, very, very tragic figure because he wrote the Levush, but the Shulchan Aruch Nebuch was printed in his lifetime, and no one bought his book. So I like to quote the Levush because, you know, no one bought his book. Shamati shiyatchil balacha shloma yavayer vayvoka yom vaboker vachakach yachtil bakoram yom hashishi. Splitting up psukim. What is it, the only time? Now we get back to the beginning of this year. We split up Yud Gimel Midot. Now that we split it up, we totally changed what it means. Think about it. I all told you what happened once with the Chazan, no? There was a Chazan that had a choir. So he taught everyone to say like this. And then all the choir chimes in. Yashchis! Until someone told him he's an ignoramus. Because you're doing the opposite of what it says. It says, Lo Yashchit, don't destroy. And you're telling everyone, no, destroy. Now, let's go to Yud Gimel Midot. V'chata v'nake. And we sin and you clean us. What does the pasuk say? V'nake, lo yenake. Not only do we say half a pasuk, we change its meaning. One more examples? Shabbos morning. We talked about the poor Hagba man. Let's talk about the poor Jews in Shul. They are very hungry on Shabbos morning. There was a long davening, there was a speech, and there was a chazan from Musaf who thought he had a good voice, but God bless us, he didn't, and we're suffering. What do we want to do? We want to say Kiddush. and get something into our stomach to forget this terrible experience of being in shul. Ugh, awful. So, you get to Kiddush. What is the worst scenario? A guy starts v'shamru. He says, Zochor Yom HaShabbat. If you really, really want to kill someone, you start, Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha. They're sitting there plotting. Last night, we said two paragraphs. He's saying 25 paragraphs. Now everybody knows halachically, all you need to say is Bor Pei Gofer. There's many minhagim what to say before. There's a common minhag to say, Al-Kei! That's if you really want to be sensitive to the Jewish people and they're hungry. Many people do it. I know many people that do it. Let me ask you a question. How does the pasuk start? No, it doesn't start v'shamru, but you're close. It says, Kishay shik yom imasa Hashem t'shamayim v'taret, yom kol shabal me'ach b'yom shvi'i, al-kein b'rach Hashem yom shabbat v'ayikachay. That's the full pasuk. And we start from the middle. You want more examples? Shabbos morning. You're saying shachris. You know, we say kel adon. After kel adon says, l'kel asher shavas mikol ha-ma'asim. Right? Beautiful passage about Shabbos. Uviyom ha-shishim ishabeach ve'omer, and on the seventh day we say, Mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbos tov lehodos la-Hashem. Anyone find a problem there? How's the pasuk go? Mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbat, pasuk number one. Pasuk number two. Tov lehodos la-Hashem. For those that are listening by tape, I'm making a movement with my hand saying, continue. Tov lehodos la-Hashem. That's it? Bruce, you remember? What are we doing? Tov lehodos Hashem. Finished. That's it. And this goes on and on and on. I brought many examples on the page. Gentlemen, now you know why you have to say Behurachim Chaper Abon V'layashchis Et Ne'ilah. Because throughout Ne'ilah you said half a pasuk. Every time you said Yud Gimel Midot. And the more the merrier. So quite frankly, we need Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for violating Jewish law. Now here's my problem. If it's via violation of Jewish law, split up a pasuk, how can we do it? Especially at Ne'ilah. Mainly you want to sin on a Shabbos, but at Ne'ilah? I want to be a good Jew all year. I don't want to sin. So if you turn the page, let's see what we got. We got answers and excuses, I called it. Some of them are excuses, some of them are answers. The Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, Shebesefer v'hardartem magen giborim. From the very title of the book, what do you think the Sefer is about? V'hardartem, glorify, the defense of the big ones. What do you think the Sefer is about?
Rabbis. Defending the rabbis?
Defending
the rabbis?
The rabbis or the minhagim of Jewish minhagim people. There's many, many books like that. The Meiri wrote a book, Magen Avot, to defend the customs of Provence. When you see Magen, almost always, it's to defend minhagim. So we have a minhag to say Al-Kain, or Yud Gimel Midot, we're splitting up Sukkim, we have to defend it. Medaber Minyan Hazeh, he talks about this. V'sham Ne'emar Dehecha De'ika Etnachta, or Hazakev Katan Shaper Dami. His answer is, if in the Pasuk there's a comma, what's the comma when you learn the trup? The comma, what's the comma? And Etnachta, everyone knows how that looks? Okay, I brought a pen with me. Too bad I don't have a blackboard here. I used to have a blackboard, then they made it into a green board, then now it's a whiteboard, and today it's a smart board. But once upon a time, when the dinosaurs were on the road, there used to be chalk. It was used for two things, to write on the board and to throw at students that fell asleep. Now, in the new days, when they don't have that, they have smart boards, so you'll excuse me for using a piece of paper. And etnachta looks like a horseshoe. Everyone knows what a horseshoe looks like? So if you look in a pasuk and it has a mafsik, namely, an etnachta or a zakev katon, it means you're allowed to stop there. So, in the pasuk, say, of Yud Gimel Midot, it says, v'nakeh, there's no etnachta there, doesn't solve our problem. But in other places that we quoted, there is an etnachta. There is an etnachta. Oh, we can stop there. We can start from Al-Kain. That's the answer of the Vahardarta Magen Giborim. Comes along the Chasam Sofer and says, with due respect, even though this is brought in the Yachin Uvoaz, anyone know who Yachin Uvoaz is? The Yachin Uvoaz are the two pillars of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was also a Perush on Mishnayos. Again, back to the blackboard. When people used to have blackboards with chalk, they used to learn Mishnayos without Kahati. There was such a time. There were hard Mishnayos. You had the Bar Tanura on this side, the Tosfos Yom Tov on that side, and if you had a big set, the Yachin Uvoaz on the bottom. Mr. Wise, you remember those Mishnayos, the Yachin Uvoaz? You have, of course you have. Yachin Uvoaz. The Yachin Uvoaz brings it. Says the Chasam Sofer, it doesn't make sense to me. Because in the Gemara and Megillah, we all learned together, we saw that the Gemara says that that even though this is nachta, ve'amarta alehem zeh ha'ishe asher takivu la'ashem et nachta, you can't split up that pasuk. So dead giveaway, that answer is no good. Next answer. The Magen Avraham, he also answers. He says like this, if the Jewish people actually stopped, we can stop. So what happened in Shirat Hayam? In Shirat Hayam, when the Jewish people were standing at the Sea of Reeds, and they said the beautiful song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what happened. It says in Masechet Sota, Amar Moshe Amar Ashir LaHashem, V'hem Amru Ashir LaHashem, Imken Mitchila Ne'amar Psakeid Psakei. How did Moshe say to the Jewish people, let's sing a song to God? He didn't say, okay, everyone with me. No one knew the song. This is not like Jackie Mason on stage when he shows off his chazanas. He starts saying, Ribbono Shelo, blah, 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 blah. No, now everyone. No one knows what he just said. So Moshe Rabbeinu was smarter. He said, repeat after me. Ashir la Hashem. What did the Jewish people say? Good guess, Harold. Everyone else. I told you, coffee with sugar before this year. Kigoga. What did everyone say? Kigoga. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He's splitting up psukim. So if Moshe did it, we can do it. So if we find a precedent in the Torah where Moshe split up psukim, we can do it too. The problem is, we don't really know if Moshe Rabbeinu split anything else. We have a Gemara about Ashir la Hashem, but guess what? In our davening, we don't split up Shirat Hayam. We actually say it pasuk pasuk. It's good. So this answer is not going to help us too much either.
You can also say this To teach, we said you can't split up a pasuk.
Also, Harold says, I disagree with the Magen Avraham because the Gemara in Sota is talking about where Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Jewish people how to thank God. That's not a raya for us. First answer is, if the pasuk has a etnachta or something in the middle, we can split it up. The Chasam Sofer says can't be because the Gemara was talking about a pasuk that has an etnachta and said you can't split it up. Second answer, if Moshe split it, we can split it. Problem is, we only have one example where Moshe split it. So all the rest of the examples we said, no split. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, as you know, got into almost the 20th century. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Yeshematkrim Alkin Beirach. Aruch HaShulchan knows that that's the middle of the pasuk. What's his answer? He says in the book, he says as follows, Imki ubeemtza pasuk, dein kavatam la'pasuk, ela lagdim dvarim. The Aruch HaShulchan already gives us a light at the end of the tunnel. He says, if you're not laning, like the Gemara in Megillah, Parshat Rosh Chodesh, you just want to say a few beautiful words from the Torah, then you can split up psukim. Let's say you want to start a speech at a bar mitzvah. And you say, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, that I'm here today alive and well. Says the Baruch HaShulchan, that's fine. But if you're laning or you're in davening, that's a problem because you have an obligation to say that pasuk. But if you just want to glorify your speech with a few beautiful psukim, that's okay. So Shabbos morning, do we have to say psukim before Kiddush or not? Here's one of the things printed in the Siddur that it usually says some have a custom to say. We don't have to say any psukim. The halacha is you have to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. Din derabanan, the rabbis instituted it. You don't have to say anything. All you got to do is borei priya geffen. You have to start your meal with borei priya geffen. There's customs to say it. Why do we have the custom to say it? Says Aruch HaShulchan, lahagdim dvarim. Well, you just want to float into Kiddush? You say borei priya geffen. You drink a bottle of wine on Wednesday too. So in order not to float right into Kiddush, you preface. If you want to preface, you can quote psukim halfway, full way, any way you want to do it. Maram Shik. Everyone heard of the Maram Shik? Yeah. Maram Shik. We're talking about the world of the Chasam Sofer again. We're going into that world. The Maram Shik says, Dafke Mutzelo Marak Rabbi Diyuk Mishum Eze Chiyuv Udrasha. You can't split up psukim. If there's a chiyuv to lane, you can't split up psukim. If there's a chiyuv to say Hallel, you can't split up psukim. But if there is no chiyuv, skipping down, it's okay. In other words, what's Al Kain Berach Hashem at Yom HaShabbat VaYikatcheyu? After davening, when people are about to eat because they're hungry, you want to say today you're eating for two reasons. First of all, you're hungry. Second of all, because it's an honor of Shabbos. So what's your intent? Is there a chiyuv? There's no chiyuv. There's no obligation. What's your intent? To tell them, like a beginner service, we're about to eat the second meal of the Sabbath in order to enjoy this beautiful day of rest that God gave us with delicious delicacies on our table. as it says in the Holy Scripture, and therefore God has blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. What did I just say? Alkein Baruch Hashem Yamashvat Vayikachehu. Says the Maharam Shik, that's not a problem. But if you're laning, God said, lane these psukim, and you split it up, that's a problem. If that's the case, gentlemen, we're pretty good, no? Kiddush we've taken care of, right? Did we take care of all the problems? No. Because if there's a chiyuv to say something, then you can't split up psukim. So assuming there's a chiyuv to say yud gimel midot, maybe it's a problem. Unless you want to read into the Aruch HaShulchan, that quite frankly, there is no chiyuv to say yud gimel midot. We're not saying yud gimel midot because God said to lane it. We're saying it to God should forgive us. So the minute it's not laning, but it's anything else, such as davening, it would be okay to split up psukim. The Shut Marasham, also the Marasham 19th century, the Kemoshe b'derech tefila sharei, hachanami derech shevach damte michal tefila. Indeed, the Shut Marasham says you could say half psukim if you're davening. If you're laning, you can't, but if you're davening, it's okay. Now, if you turn back to the other page, you'll see we've solved almost all the problems. When do we say tov lehodot la'ashem, stop? Because God said you have to say that Mizmor Tehillim on Shabbos? The answer is yes. He said to say that Mizmor Tehillim in the Beis HaMikdash. At the Shir Shel Yom, when you bring the Korban Tamid Shel Boker on Shabbos. Then they said the whole thing, like we do with Shir Shel Yom. But if you're saying it in davening as part of davening, such as in Shachris, right? You could say half a Pasuk. Yud Gimel Midot, if you're laning it on a fast day, you have to read the whole Pasuk. But if you're saying it as Yud Gimel Midot, Derech Tfilah, it's okay to split up Sukkim. And so on and so forth. Yahallelu Hashem Hashem. We're saying it because God said to say it? No, we're glorifying the name of God. We're glorifying the Torah. That's okay. So this answer already helps us. Marasham, Aruch HaShulchan, Maharam Shik. Next, the Minhag Yisrael. Have you heard of the book? Of course not, because I just tricked you. There's books. It's green books. Is there in the bookshelf here? Rabbi Dr. Professor Daniel Sperber, he's still alive and well, Bezrat Hashem, for many years. He wrote a series called Minhagei Yisrael. He goes into Minhagim and he tries to justify them. He is one of the most encyclopedic minds we have today. He knows everything. His book doesn't forget anything. He brings a book by Rabbi Reuven Margoliot called Nefesh Chaya. Rabbi Reuven Margoliot, better known as the Aderet. Anybody know who his son-in-law was? I may be wrong here, by the way. Whoever wants to correct me, correct me. I believe his son-in-law was Rav Kook. Rav Reuven Margoliot, yeah. Rav Reuven Margoliot was supposed to be the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim because they thought Rav Salant is about to die. So he comes to Yerushalayim, and what are you going to do? We don't decide who lives and who dies. The Hamas thinks they do. We don't decide. So God, unfortunately, took the life of Rav Reuven Margoliot, and Rabbi Salant, who was supposed to die based on their calculations, went on. So on his kever it says, Nitmana liyot rabash Yerushalayim. He was supposed to be the rabbi of Yerushalayim, but it never happened. So let's talk about Rav Reuven Margoliot. He wrote a book called Nefesh Chaya, and he says the following heter. Im matchil lomar pasuk tzrich igmor oto. If you start from the beginning of the pasuk, you have to finish it. You can't say tov lahotot la'ashem and stop. But be'etchil mutar gam be'emtza pasuk. But if you want to start from the middle of the pasuk, it's okay. So can you say Al Kain Beirach? It's middle of a pasuk. Can you say Vayeri Vayvoke Yom Hashishi? Middle of the pasuk. Can you say Notzer Chesed La Alafi? Say Avom Mafeshev Chatav, and I can't stop there. No, because that's the beginning of a pasuk. So it helps us part of the way, but not for all the examples. Comes the Chasam Sofer after he brought the Bahadarta Magen Giborim. And the Chasam Sofer says, with the greatest respect I have to the Varda B'nei Gamrim, I'm going to liyashev ha-minhag. Now, when the Chasam Sofer says liyashev ha-minhag, what does he mean? Does he mean I'm going to give an answer? Or does he mean there's a minhag? All the Jewish people are doing it. I can't believe they're all sinners, especially at Ne'ilah. So I'm going to liyashev haminhag. I am going to try to justify what's being done. Namely, if they would have asked me 500 years ago, I'd say, don't start this terrible practice of half psukim. But since it's being done, it must be. There's an answer. I'm going to try to give an answer. We want to say Yom HaShishi. Why? Because I said earlier on the Ramah, Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim. Take the first letter. What do you have? God's name, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Correct? We have a reason to do that. If you start Yom HaShishi, means nothing. Imagine you're saying Kiddush, and you want to explain what you're doing to someone who doesn't know Hebrew. Friday! What does Friday have to do with it? It means nothing. So you have to start Yom HaShishi. And it was day and it was night. Friday ended. And now we're starting Shabbos. That makes sense. Now why can't you start from the beginning of the Pasuk? Answers the Chasam Sofer. See, we should have started there, but we can't because the rabbis had a drusha on those words. And God saw everything he saw, did, v'hine tov me'od. And it was very good. What's tov me'od? Said our rabbis, tov me'od, very good. This is like the guy on Purim who can't stand Purim because he's always sad, so he makes Tisha B'Av into, he makes Purim into Tisha B'Av. You know, he has to damper the joy. You know that guy? Tov me'od ze hamavet. What's very good? Death. Now, you want to start your meal? And God saw everything he did and created death. Good Shabbos. Doesn't sound nice. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, we have no choice. Indeed, the Gemara and Megillah say, when you have no choice, you have no choice. So we have no choice. We want to say the Roshei Tevos of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, but we have this drasha that's going to damper our joy. We have no choice. So you got to go back to all the examples I said and see if you have a choice or you don't have a choice. Let's take Yud Gimel Midot. We want God to forgive us. So we say, V'chata'a v'nakei, and you will sin and you'll clean us. If we say the Pasuk, what's going to happen? God, you won't clean us. We don't want to say that. So you have no choice. You can split up a pasuk. Going over the answers again, gentlemen, you could see the headings I put on top just in case people didn't follow. Namely, you didn't drink a coffee like I said. Whoever doesn't listen to me, I am now doing a chesed for the Jewish people. I will reiterate. You can't stop a pasuk in the middle. But we do! Answers, excuses. Number one, if the pasuk has an etnachta or has an apostrophe or has a little comma, you can stop it. The Chasam Sofer says can't be. The Gemara itself talked about a pasuk like that and said you can't do it. Answer number two, if Moshe Rabbeinu stopped it, we can stop it. Problem is we only have one example like that. It doesn't take care of the 25 others. Answer number three, good answer. If you're doing it b'derech tefillah, b'derech shevach, if you're doing it as a prayer or as a praise, no problem. But if you're doing it as a laning, Kriyat HaTorah, you can't. So therefore, take all the examples we talked about. We all do it in davening, including at Ne'ilah. But if you're laning at a fast day, you don't stop a pasuk in the middle. So if you're laning tomorrow, you don't stop pasukim in the middle. If you're giving a drusha, you can. If you're laning, you can. If at the Seder night, you can. Don't we do it at the Seder night? In the Maxwell House Haggadah, the holy Maxwell House Haggadah, everyone here, we passed them like Maxwell House, no? When I was a kid, they said, anytime it's a machloikas, you have to go to Maxwell House, whatever the Maxwell House paskin, that's the halacha. You have Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, Maxwell House. So Maxwell House hot gezukt, that in the Haggadah, you're supposed to say Arami Oved Avi. So we say Arami Oved Avi, stop. This is what happened. Vayered Mitzrayma, whole bunch of Drashot Chazal. We're stopping Sukkim. Says Darach HaShulchan, of course you are. The Marsham, the Maram Shik all say the same thing. Because you're not laning, you're learning. Laning, full psukim. Learning, shevach, davening, do what you want. That's the best answer to justify everything. Comes a gong Rav Reuven Margoliot and says that you cannot start a pasuk and not finish it, but you can start from the middle. That solves about half of our examples, not all. And the Chasam Sofer says when you have no choice, you could. So if you have a choice, don't. So you give a middle. We really have no choice because it's counterproductive. We want God to forgive us. So we have to say v'nakeh. But if we say v'nakeh lo yinakeh, it's going to do the opposite. We have no choice. But if you have a choice, don't split up a pasuk in the middle. Having said all of this, gentlemen, what do you think? Did we justify properly the minhagim? I have to admit, we just quoted five different answers. I think four of them could be put into the excuse pile. And one is a good answer. The Aruch HaShulchan gave a good answer. In laning, no. In davening, shevach, drushas, learning, yes. All the rest are more excuses. Or even, we'll use another term, maybe a bit of apologetics. And indeed, there are rabbanim throughout the generations that refuse to accept any of this. For example, Sefer Iyun Tfilah of Avraham Carmichael. He writes, V'dati kala omeret, my very weak mind says. You see, when a rabbi says, my very weak mind, what is he going to do? I'll give you another example. When you say, with all due respect, what's coming next?
You're going to
disagree. An attack.
Disagree.
When a rabbi says, da'ati akala, he means, I know there's answers out there and excuses, but I'm telling you that my very limited, perverted, terrible mind believes this can't be. So Rav Avraham Carmichael says, ki b'yemei kedem, ein hachinami sheitchilu ta kiddush mitchilat ha-pasuk, v'yar kol asher asah. V'al pizeh ani choshev lavin divrei ha-paitan bezmirot lel Shabbos. He says, I don't know what happened to the Jewish people. Maybe it's because of the printing press, the benching press, I don't know. But the art scroll could be. They perverted it, but once upon a time they started kiddush with, v'yar elokim et kol asher asah v'inei tov me'od, v'yihi erev, v'yihi boker, yom hashishi. Full pasuk. And how do I know I'm correct? Because Rav Avraham Carmichael didn't just make Kiddush, and didn't just wash, and didn't just say Amotzi. He also did something else at the Shabbos table. He spoke Lashna. He sang Zmiros. And what's the first Zemer on Friday night? Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karaoi Lo. Whoever sanctifies Shabbos, and in that Zemer it says the following words. Tehorim Yerashua V'Yikadeshua B'Mamar Kol Asher Asa. The pure ones will inherit it and will sanctify it with the words Kol Asher Asa. Can anyone tell me in the Kiddush where those words are? Says Rav Avraham Carmichael, it's not in my bencher. Most people don't even say it. Go through Vayechulu in your mind. Do we say Kol Asher Asa? No. Where is it in the Psukim? In the following Pasuk. Vayar Lokim et Kol Asher Asa v'inei tov me'od. What did I just say? Kol Asher Asa. So only the people that say it can sing Kol Mekadesh Shvi. And we just came up with a Chumrah, gentlemen. If you don't say the whole Pasuk at the beginning of your Kiddush, you can't sing Kol Mekadesh Shvi. Doesn't make sense. Someone at the table will ask a question. And you're going to say, Pastor Kugel, they're still going to ask that question. There won't be able to be a cop-off here. Says the Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Shvi, who was zochet to be the first Zemer in the bencher on a Friday night. The pure ones start with the beginning of the Pasuk, implying that the non-pure ones don't. Namely, you have to say the whole Pasuk. The fee should be Yama, v'tchil nesach ha-kiddush, v'tchil at pa-mikra, v'yar elokim, v'nacha amar, tahorim, Yerashua. They're pure ones that add on the whole Pasuk, will inherit it. The one that was ultra machmir on this, and with this we conclude, gentlemen, was Rav Soloveitchik. And Nefesh HaRav of Herschel Schechter, and in Pnine HaRav and other books, he said, you're absolutely forbidden from starting a Pasuk in the middle. You have to say the whole Pasuk, period. No apologetics. Why you? Not Rav. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Weiser. Are you good? Right. Mr. Weiser was zoiche to be liberated by a Rav Herschel Schechter Zichrono Tzadik Levracha, who was a rabbi in the Bronx, very, very important rabbi in America. He passed away a few years ago. This is a different Herschel, Rav Herschel Schechter. He's a Rosh Hashiva in YU. He's the posek for the OU, that one. That's the one I'm quoting. I'm sorry, I should have said it, Mr. Weiser. You're absolutely correct. I have to clarify next time. Rabbeinu Sipir Shepam Echad Amar Lo Tamid Chacham Eze Sfar Lahatir Bezer Degmar Megila Muvord Letzorach Gadol Yesh Lahatir Isur Ze V'achanami Belel Shabbat Iker Tzorach Gadol. Said there's a Tzorach Gadol on Friday night not to say the whole Pasuk, but just say Yom HaShishi. Or Vayer Vayvoke Yom HaShishi. Well, how did Rav Soloveitchik respond? Says Rav Herschel Shechler, Rabbeinu Tzachak Mize. He thought this Sfarah, by the way, we quoted it a second ago, is hilarious. He said, that's funny. Tell it to me in Purim. What did Rav Soloveitchik do Friday night? He said, the whole Pasuk, Vayar Elokim Kol Asher Asah V'inei Tov Me'od, Vayerev V'Hivoker Yom HaShishi. But as Rav Mr. Weiser said it, he said it quietly, because he didn't want to start killing the whole world, why he's doing it, and why everyone's wrong, and why I'm right, etc. See, that's a good idea. When there's a minhag of Am Yisrael and you believe they're wrong, then don't go out and say everyone's wrong and I'm right. That is the height of being arrogant. Rather, if you think they're wrong, say it quietly. There's no chiyuv to say it out loud. If you think it's important, say it quietly. Next, b'shad hagbat ha-sefer. When everyone does hagbah, there's a few things we do. The guy does hagbah. First of all, you make sure he has muscles. If not, the sefer Torah falls, we're all in trouble. Two. By the way, you should know, I read a whole article, I don't have it, I apologize, about a guy who did not go to shul because he was dead, scared that they asked him to do hagbah, and he's a weakling. He wrote an article saying that gabayim have to be sensitive. People, not everyone has the power to pick up a sefer Torah. It's not like when you're born, you get a bris, you can pick up a sefer Torah. Some people can't. End of the commercial break. We also do in Hagbah something else. We put our pinky there, and we go like this. No one knows why we do that. Let's leave that out. We say, V'zota Torah, Asher, continue. Asher sal Moshe, Lifnei b'nei Yisrael, Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. What does the pasuk say? There's one pasuk that says, V'zota Torah, Asher sal Moshe, Lifnei b'nei Yisrael. End of pasuk. There's another pasuk that says, Al pi Hashem Yisuv, Al pi Hashem Yachanu, Biyad Moshe. What do? When we do Hagbah, we take a full pasuk and we add a half of another pasuk. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Shal pi Yad Hashem Biyad Moshe Zerak Chatzi Pasuk. For Rabbeinu Amar Shehu Nisar B'Zeh Shelo Minagol Olam. How did Rav Soloveitchik How did he act when he did Hagbah? He said V'zot HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. That's it, because you can't say the half pasuk of the second part. Next, remember the Milhal's minhag. And if this part is not just on psukim of Moshe, but it's in Nach, how does the Mohel take over there? That's in the middle of a pasuk. So indeed, Rav Soloveitchik be Yeshivat Rambam in Brookline, Massachusetts. There is a yeshiva called Rambam, Maimonides. In there was a minyan. Rav Soloveitchik was the rabbi. He decided the minhagim. In that shul, the chazan during the week in Psukei Dezimra, we're talking about an Ashkenazic chazan. Everyone knows the difference between an Ashkenazic chazan and a Sephardi chazan? A Sephardi chazan is a chazan. It says every word out loud. An Ashkenazic chazan is not really a chazan. He's like a traffic light. Namely, he tells you when to stop and when to go. Right? Red light, green light. So, red light, green light. The chazan starts. Baruch Hashem, lo amen, v'amen. Avo Hashem, v'dol, lo amen, kol azem, v'amen. Okay, everyone knows we have to continue now. What's the next words? Vayomer David. We continue, we're going on. Usually the chazanim say, matzata le'levav, le'man afonecha. Red light, green light. V'achot im orbit. Rav Soloveitchik didn't allow it. Why? Because it's the middle of a pasuk. In Maimonides, how did it go? The chazan started by Baruch David. Everyone says it. Where did he end? Think of Sukkot Dezimra you said this morning. V'hayam bakata lifnehem, the bottom. Namely, you don't split up Sukkim. Rav Soloveitchik was ultra machmir on this. He saw all the answers. He says it does not in any which way satisfy my halachic thinking. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik said, based on a pashat pshat in Megillah, we don't do it. Now, it's true, Rav Soloveitchik did say Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. He didn't say the whole pasuk, as far as I know. But he did not say half psukim outside of that. Namely, he didn't say Kiddush with a half a pasuk. He did not say the Hagba with half a pasuk, and so on and so forth. And indeed, there's Jews today, you can probably find them, that indeed will not do this. They'll say Vishamru, they won't say Al King, because that's the middle of a pasuk. Well, they'll say the whole thing. There are Jews today, listen carefully at Hagbah, that won't. So gentlemen, we just gave a shir about can we say half psukim. Assumption is no. The only real justification we found was if it's Bederech Tfila and not laning. But as you saw, Rav Soloveitchik was ultra machmir on this point, even in Nevi'im and Ketuvim, and didn't allow it. Therefore, be very, very careful saying half psukim if it's not the derech tefillah, because as you could see, it's a big problem. So, we will end the shir like a good rhetoric speaker does as we started. Do you have any doubt now why after Ne'ilah you say V'hu Rachum, Yechaper Avon, V'lo Yashchit? We said Yud Gimel Midot, and we stopped in the middle of a pasuk. We need kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no choice. We need to say Yud Gimel Midot. That's our potion that God gave us for Slicha and Mechila. But we stopped in the middle of a pasuk. So we have to ask for forgiveness. What is that like? Do we have a precedent in Halacha where you do an Aveira, you have to do it, then you have to ask Hashem to forgive you? Can you fast on Shabbos? No. But you had a bad dream, you can fast on Shabbos. Then you have to fast on Sunday for the terrible Aveira of fasting on Shabbos. We got to say Yud Gimel Midot. We got no choice. We got Hashem. We need you to forgive us. Hey, it's the middle of a pasuk. Okay, we'll say that afterwards. Now again, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you didn't do an Aveira because it's what? Bederech Tefillah. But if indeed it's an Aveira, just to cover ourselves, we say, So if you gained anything out of this shiur today, gentlemen, I hope it's one thing. Why do we say, after Yom Kippur? That is the most important thing we said today. Second is being sensitive to saying half psukim.